A fallen Marine who was a resident of Dutchess County, New York, was remembered during a memorial service Friday in Poughkeepsie. The remembrance ceremony for Major James Brophy of Staatsburg, or Brof, as his commanding officer called him, drew hundreds to the Majed J. Neshawa Convention Center, formerly the Mid-Hudson Civic Center. The 36-year-old Brophy was among five Marines who died in a military plane crash off Japan's southern coast in December. Lieutenant Colonel Mitchell Morey was Brophy's commanding officer.
About as positive as an individual you'll ever be. He would elevate the mood of the room and get the very best out of his Marines.
He went on to describe Brophy's sense of humor in naming rental vehicles on the day's schedule after wrestling superstars. Lieutenant Colonel Morey then addressed Brophy's family.
I'm devastated to be here in front of you today. James was a man that talked about and loved his family dearly. He was a man that loved life, and he was taken too soon.
Everybody loved this guy. Apparently to meet him and to know him was to really just admire him.
That's Poughkeepsie Mayor Rob Rollison.
Major Brophy's dad, Mike, was a 40-year veteran of the City of Poughkeepsie Fire Department, who I've known for years. I never met Major Brophy, and I had the opportunity to speak both to his parents about him. And God, he was a wonderful young man who did so much for his family, his wife, two children, living in Japan, serving.
Michael Brophy called his son a Renaissance man in a statement released by the family. The statement also says in part, quote, "On behalf of the entire Brophy family, we want to thank all those who have extended their support and prayers. While there are no words to adequately describe James, on attempts to come close, the best. James was the best husband, father, son, brother, uncle, Marine, and pilot. He loved his family unconditionally and dedicated so much of his time to his two children," end quote. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro attended the service.
Sadly, as a community, we've had this kind of loss come home too often, too close. But it is absolutely necessary that as a county, that Major Brophy's family knows that we pray for them, we mourn with them, and most importantly, we celebrate his life and his sacrifice. He is an American hero, and his legacy ought to be that his family knows his friends, neighbors, and community cares for and loves them.
Brophy was born in Poughkeepsie and grew up in Hyde Park. Childhood friend Peter Matranga said Brophy sought adventure and challenges and encouraged others to do the same. Molinaro says he did not know Major Brophy, but met his family after the tragedy.
The sense I got about this young American hero is, in many ways, he was like Captain America.
Dutchess County has lost at least two other service members during military exercises since 2017. In July 2017, a transport plane based at Stewart Air National Guard Base in Newburgh crashed in Mississippi, killing 15 Marines and a Navy sailor. 9 of the 16 service members killed were based at Stewart, including Gunnery Sergeant Brendan Johnson, a Vermont native who lived in Fishkill. And there was a memorial service at the Civic Center in September 2017 for Petty Officer First Class Corey Ingram of Poughkeepsie. He was among the 10 U.S. sailors killed in August 2017 when a Navy ship collided with an oil tanker off Singapore. A procession followed the service for Major Brophy from the Convention Center to the Poughkeepsie Rural Cemetery. The Patriot Guard riders, requested by the family, were in attendance. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.